What am I doing here? This tavern is brewing with humans. There isn't an elven male in sight. Those candles are smoking something awful. At least the winter ale is good. Actually really good. Well, there's one thing humans are good for. This adventure has been a total wash. 100 gold? What kind of quest reward is that? Well, that and this little violet I have tucked behind my ear, enchanted so it will never wilt. It's pretty. But the quest reward I wanted was a kiss. Seriously, is it too much to ask for a chaste but voluptuous elf maiden to ask for? I saved that arrogant high elf's life and I saw how he looked at me. With his eyes like 2 round moons and he didn't even kiss me. Some gratitude. I'm sure I'm the best elf archer this side of the Crystal Forest. And well, I am beautiful. And here I am, alone, at a tavern, getting slowly tipsy, surrounded by these humans drinking and singing and belching. Oh, what am I doing here? Maybe Father was right. I could have stayed home, married some elven merchant with a big purse, and just settled down to give him a baby once a millennium or so. He didn't even ask me my name! He took one look at my forest clothes and the sword scar across my cheek and the dirt smudged on my skin after battle, and he was like,
"Well, you aren't quite a proper elf maiden, are you?"
Yeah, well, a proper elf maiden would have just swooned instead of saving your high-castled rump from those marauding trolls, wouldn't she? You could admire your proper elf maiden while they cook you broth in a pot.
Probably a half-elf.
But he's half an elf under his belt. He was really pretty, though. Couldn't he have given me one kiss? And now I'm out of ale. Great. It isn't fair. I'm not tipsy enough yet to deal with the fact that I'll probably still be a chaste virgin for the rest of my 4th century. Am I not pretty enough? My eyes are green as the depths of the enchanted lake. My ears are pointed and so cute. My skin flawless and elven young. Well, except for the scar. My bosom is full and soft. My hair like silk. I guess my hair was disheveled, strands of it stuck on my cheek with sweat from battle, but don't I look fetching when I'm sweaty? I'm sure I must. Half-elf. It's not fair. What's this? Tavern keeper, I didn't order another drink. I didn't. I spent nearly all of my gold at your village merchant to buy this breastplate of superior agility. What I thought I was going to do was an actual breastplate. You know, a metal plate that protects my breasts instead of this skimpy little bra of enchanted satin that barely covers my nipples. Just look, it's such a delicate little thing. Little red ribbons and bows. And just look, you can see the swell of my breast, the soft cream moving with each breath I take. And in battle, my lush elven breasts would fall right out of this thing. Some breastplate. To say nothing of the satin miniskirt of great stealth which barely covers my thighs and isn't even remotely lore-friendly. Anyway, I clearly can't afford another drink. Even if it is foaming so appeasingly, and it smells just like what I need right now. But I can't. Please, take this drink away and banish it to some dark place where I can't be tempted by it. Oh. Oh! Are you serious? Someone bought this drink for me. Oh wow, is this like a human thing? A quite primitive custom of yours? Do humans buy each other drinks? That man over there? Oh. Oh, wow. He's big. Do humans often get that big? He looks like he could snap, "Sir, you must be a half elf," like a dry branch. Those arms. Wow. It's frightfully warm in this tavern. Don't you have any windows? Oh, he's looking at me. Oh my, I'll just, here, hand me that drink. Whew. Oh, I have ale trickling down my chin, dripping over my very unprotected bosom. Well, that's fetching. Tavern keeper, would you do me a favor and go talk to that masculine behemoth over there? And inquire about his name? Maybe his parentage, his, perhaps the nature of his intent with me? Like why he bought me a drink? And are his muscles naturally all firm and big like that? Or is it some kind of enchantment? Oh, wait. He's not sitting there anymore. Where did he go? Tavern keeper, forgive my incivility, but I must leave at once. Oh my, I've knocked over the stool. Well, this is not like me at all. I'm graceful. Excuse me, I need to go find that male beast and... Oh! He's standing right behind me, isn't he? Oh, hello, male human person. Hi, you are very large. I'm Red. It's really quite lovely to meet you, and thank you for the gift of fluids. Not fluids, the drinky thing that you sent me. It really is hot in here now. I'm sweating, aren't I? And my hair's sticking to my face again. I am botching this. I'm so sorry. I really am very young, barely 350. And, well, I guess you're probably used to the untutored ways of grunting human women, so anything that comes tumbling out of my lips probably sounds like music to you, doesn't it? In my sensual elven voice? And, well, I, knocked over that stool right in front of you. Well, I'm still probably much more elegant and refined and, bosomy than your shapeless human women, aren't I? Oh, get it together, Red. Do you have a name? You've taken my hand. That's daring of you, human beast. Oh, you're kissing my fingers. Wow. I don't know what to think. That's my wrist. You have very soft lips. Very, very soft. Well, really soft. Oh, how hungrily you kiss me. I wonder how those lips would feel on mine. Oh, you taste like adventure and wood smoke and man. Oh, please do that again. Wow. Oh, your mouth is so wet and so good. Are you smelling my hair? I can smell you too. Oh wow, your scent. You smell just like what I need right now. Wait, what am I saying? I'm afraid this significant quality of your winter ale I've imbibed is affecting me a little. Can we sit down? Oh, you're holding me right here against your unbuttoned shirt and your very hirsute chest. Seriously, is this fur? What is this? It's like air sprouting from your chest. It's really soft under my fingers. Do all humans have chest hair like this? Or are you cursed? You aren't a werewolf, are you? That would be awful. Because, you see, I left my bow by my bed upstairs and, well, I have a very sharp knife strapped to my calf, but it isn't silver, and I am much too tipsy right now, aren't I? And I do not want to be torn to pieces tonight. That would be a terrible ending to this unimpressive day, and... Oh! You're not a werewolf. All right. That's good. That's really good. You're holding me very close. And you have my breast squish against your chest. And you're kissing my cheek and kissing my scar. You really think I'm lovely? Oh, yes. Your hands are very warm on my bosom, and I guess I do need something holding my breasts to protect them. This breastplate of superior agility certainly isn't doing the job. How do you do that? Sliding your hands into the sand like that? Just cupping my breasts? Your hands are so warm. Keep doing that. Mortal warrior, you should know this is a terrible idea. You're a human, primitive, you have a really strong hands. You realize that your fellow human savages are watching us, don't you? You don't care? I guess I don't either. By the wells of Urvra, your mouth on my throat. Oh, wow, I can't even breathe. I'm only an elven maiden, chaste and pure and delicate. I might swoon. You're carrying me. All right. Well, if I swoon, I guess I'm safe. Where are we going? Upstairs? We're the only fair humans who won't see you kiss a girl of the elven race. Where they won't see you make your quiver. Well, I really like your kisses. Does it feel good to a human if I kiss your neck? I can taste the sweat on your skin. Are you just back from a battle too? Giant spiders? Really? You saved a farmer and his family from web lurkers? And now you're here, carrying me into my room. Oh, and setting me on a bed. Oh, not my bed. Not my room. This is your bed, isn't it? Why am I in your bed, warrior? Is something going to happen to me in this bed? Really? I'm your quest reward? You get much better quest rewards than I do. Oh. Oh, dear goddess. That's my quest reward?
I take it back then. This is a very big reward. I really didn't know they gave in that size. This is... That is not an elven cock, is it? Not elven at all. You're on top of me. You bold beast. I'm very tipsy and... this is... happening so fast and... your kisses intoxicate me more than the winter ale. If you keep doing that, I won't be able to think or speak or do anything but whimper. I don't even remember my own name. Oh, you've lit a flame between my thighs. Oh, how have you done this to me? Well, there goes my breastplate. You've tossed it onto the floor. That's all right. It wasn't doing much good anyways. Yes, cover my breast with your hands. Oh, goddess. Hands of superior sexiness. Yes, warrior, protect my breasts with your hands. Hold them so firmly. Oh, wow. I'm wet. I can feel my warm honey trickling down my thighs onto my skirt. Oh, I'm so, so wet. How did you do this to me? You're so, so primitive. So primal. So, so hungry. Suckling my breasts. Oh, human. Human. Okay, so that's what that feels like, having my breast sucked by the warm, wet, strong mouth. It licked. Oh, yes, yes. Please lick my nipple. I like it. I really like it. And you're tugging at my skirt. Okay, okay, well, I... What am I doing? I'm shimmying out of my skirt. That's what I'm doing. Oh, this is really not a good idea. I'm naked, except for that thingy. Too tipsy. The thingy, the knife strapped to my thigh. I still have that. All right, no knife, defenseless. Oh, that's exciting. I'm defenseless and naked in the arms of a ravaging primal beast. You realize you're just a grunting primitive human and you should not have your hands on my perfect elven body, groping me like this, leaving bruises in the shape of your fingers when you grip me. I'm an elven maiden, and you're a feral animal that happens to have the shape of an elf. And really, really warm hands. And a really, really big cock. Oh, you're kissing my breasts. Why are you lifting my wrists above my head, crossing them? Tying them in your belt, You're binding me. Oh, that belt is tight. I'm tied up. I'm really, really tied up. Mortal warrior, you realize I've slaughtered entire goblin war bands from the treetops, put an arrow through the eyes of a dragon in the Hellfrost Mountains. Oh, and I've never once been tied up. You have me naked on my back, tied up in your bed, and if I wriggle... Oh, wow. You really aren't letting me get away at all. I can squirm, but you're on top of me. Oh, muscular hips between my soft elven thighs. I'm helpless. Captured. How did this happen? What are you going to do to me, human warrior? My father did say I need to be more careful if entering in the forest. That trolls would want to eat me, and human savages would want to ravish me. That is, if I wasn't vigilant at all times. Some human warrior might catch me and tie me up and force himself on me by his campfire in the dark forest night. Is that what you want to do to me, human? Ravish me? Are you going to use me for your pleasures? Oh, your fingers. Right there. Oh, my blossom. Oh, I'm dripping all over your fingers. Oh, that stick in the rear high elf was right. I'm not a proper elf maiden. But... I am... Chased. Still chased. Oh, you're fondling my thigh. Okay. Yes. Yes. You can do that, human. I really, really can't get my wrists free. Human, I've never... I mean, I'm a virgin. 356 years. Far too long. Even for an immortal elf woman. And see, my ears are sweetly pointed, and my nipples are hard like little berries, and my thighs are warm. I know you desire me and crave my innocent young flesh, and oh, you want me. I can feel your brutal cock so unforgivably thick, pressed against my hip. I'm really, really tipsy. And helpless and dangerously wet. Oh, do it, you savage. Oh, you primitive masculine beast. Take advantage of me. Take up my virginity, please. Please, mate with me. Ravage me as you desire. Come on, do it, warrior. I'm bound and pinned under your hard body. If I scream for help, you can just cover my mouth with your hand. Anyway, in this tavern, there are only barbaric humans to hear my cries. I can't stop you from plucking my innocent elven flower. Take me as roughly as you take your uncultured human women. Rotten me. Use me. No, really. Ravage me. It's taking an awfully long time for you to rape me, human male. And it is unseemly to make an elven maiden of the Eternal Forest beg for her deflowering, especially at the rough hands of a rotting animal. Why are you kissing me all the way down my belly like that? Aren't you supposed to thrust your cock into me? You're just breathing in my scent between my thighs. That is really embarrassing, human beast. Having you just smell me like that? When my petals are naked and spread open by your fingers. And barely hiding at all under the soft silky hair between my legs. What are you? You bit me! You animal! And your lips, you're kissing my... my mouth! My soft mouth and my... Oh my goodness! You're looking me there? Wait! My elven pussy is far too sensitive for your warm, wet, brutish tongue, human. I am not one of your coarse human females, you brute. My petals are so soft. I can't possibly bear this sweet torture. You have to stop. Oh, dear goddess. I can't. So hot. Your mouth is magic. Better than any enchantment in the elven woods. I've found another thing besides ale you humans are good at. I'm tied. I can't stop you. Lick me. Oh, goddess, lick me as much as you like, mortal. I'm gonna surrender. You have me tied and you're licking me. And I'm going to surrender. I can't believe it. I surrender. Oh my goddess, 356 years was much too long to go without this. What you did to me. Oh, you're climbing on top of me, straddling my chest. Oh, that cock is big. Oh, yes. Oh, take my breasts. Squeeze them together. Oh, by the seven moons, you're sliding your hot cock between my breasts. Oh, wow. Does that feel good? My full breasts, the soft caresses along every inch of your cock. You're rotting between my breasts. Oh, you are an animal, just like Father said. You're so rough, just rolling your hips and rotting on me. Oh, that cock is so hard between my breasts. You're making the bed creak. Does this feel good? Does this feel good for you? Using my breasts, human? You want... What? You want me to spit on your cock? Get your cock wet and sloppy? Is that what human women do? I'm your tied elven captive. I'm not in any position to refuse. No matter how you choose to degrade and defile my virginal elven body, Yes, lift your cock towards my face. You smacked my mouth with it, you brute! Again? All right. Wow, your cock just throbs as you stroke it, rubbing my spit up and down your shaft. Oh yes, slide it between my breasts again. Oh, that feels so strange, your cock wet and hard and brutal between my breasts. You're going to cover my mouth and fuck my tits? You made me a sweaty mess, warrior. Yes, yes, I'll kiss it. I'll kiss your cock. Flipping me onto my belly? Why? You're on top of me. Oh, so fucking big. Oh my goodness, I can't move at all. You're pulling my hair, and your cock is right there at my flower. No. You can't mean to rot me in from behind. You may be a primal savage, but I am an elf maiden. I'm not an animal. You can do this. Let me up, you. Human animal. Do it to me. You're so deep. How can that cock be so big in me? Yes. Show me what a human male can do to me. Break me, human. Break me. Oh, fuck your tipsy little elf girl. You knew my elven father. He would kill me for doing this. He would kill you for doing this to me. You know that, right? Yes, grab my breasts, squeeze them, bruise me, warrior, claim me. I need this, and I never knew. I wanted a kiss, and I've been taken by a hard human ape. Rape me, human. Oh my goddess, oh goddess. Yes, twist my nipples. Pound me, destroy me. I'm going to surrender again. I'm going to flood your cock. I'm going to drench your cock in your... What? No. Not inside. Wait. Oh, come on, my breasts. You will not put a spawn in me, you beast. I'm an elven woman. You do not get to breed me. You do not get to pump me full of your seed. Get off, get off, get off, get off me. Human warrior, I wanted a kiss, and you filled my womb. You're pulling out of me. I feel your hot, sticky seed leaking out of me. Oh, my goddess. Are still shaking from the orgasm. Oh, what is happening to me? I was a virgin, and you took me, not as an elf lord would, with a song and reverence, but like a brute in the forest. I'm still so wet. What you made me feel, warrior. What are you doing with my breastplate of superior agility? Tying my bound wrist to the bed? What? Would you grab my breast like that? Okay. Now your sweet elf captive is tied to the bed. Oh, you stood up and you're just looking at me? Oh, your eyes are so hot. Here, I'll roll onto my back so you can see me better. See me wiggle for you? Here I am. You're red. You're tied. Well-fucked little elf girl. My wrists above my head, my legs wide open. I imagine my soft elfin pussy is swollen and red from how roughly you took me. My breasts bounce as I squirm. Wait, where are you going? Downstairs? To get more ale for us? You can't leave me like this! What if someone else comes in? What if the tavern keeper comes! No, don't take my satin miniskirt of great stealth with you! Don't! I know it barely covers anything, but I need it! You can't sell it for ale! I won't have anything to wear, you animal! You're going to bring the ale up and rot me again? Is that so? Well, maybe I won't let you. I am an adventurer, a troll slayer, a hunter of the woods. Maybe I'll get my knife. Maybe I'll get free. All right. Kiss me like that, and you can do anything to me tonight. I'm still going to squirm loose, though. Don't be long! I'm bound to your bed and so wet! Don't be long! Please! Please! I've been ravished. I've really, really been ravished. By a human male. And I'm tied so tightly to his bed. I can feel his cum trickling out of me. What's going to happen to me? Wow, he tied me so well. And he's so vigorous. Oh, you animal, you just mounted me and took me! Come back, my human. Come back. My thighs are so soaked. I'm really not a proper elf maiden. I feel like such a wet little animal. My clit is aching for your touch, and the whole room smells like me. Like you mating me. Oh, do hurry back. Take me, human. Ravish me. Oh, fuck me all night.